This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I just want to know how you feel. Want a love that's so proud.
Riley was just holding up a long stick lighter, like one that's meant for candles and fireplaces, and like swaying to the music. She made a gesture like the whole house is going to explode. I'm like, right, for sure that's a gas leak. Obviously, check your stove.
Last ep of the year. So, y'all, if you didn't listen to the episode we came out with on Christmas, This is part duh of the best of review 2020 as voted on by our listeners. So last week we did number 8 through 5.
Holy shit.
We started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Oh, that's good.
And now we're doing 4 through number 1. But before we get to that, Jeff, how the fuck have you been in the 4 hours that I haven't talked to you?
So for you guys, it's been what? 4 days. For us, it's been 4 hours. I didn't do a lot.
It is still December 16th.
It absolutely
for us.
Is. I synced the audio and then I watched Big Mouth and played some guitar. And now I'm having a bit of brandy. It's just any British person, I guess. But no, have you seen the...
No. Stick with Jude Law.
Jude Law in The Holiday, when he finally, like, he goes over and Cameron Diaz, and he's like, oh, who are you? Sorry, like, when I get too drunk at the pub, my sister houses me. And then she's like, do you want a drink? And he's like, I think there's a bit of brandy.
Oh my God.
Right?
Jude Law.
Prime
in
Law.
The Holiday.
So hot.
It breaks me.
It's like Jude Law in The Holiday, Gosling in Crazy Stupid Love. I think that's it in terms of like the hottest male cinema performances in romantic comedies.
Gosling in Crazy Stupid Love doesn't do it for me.
I mean, he's like a
Gosling
little bit of a sleaze, but like him at the end, like when he's finally with Emma Stone, he's like a good, I think he's hot.
I just, Jude Law, there's something about, oh my God.
Is it Mr. Napkinhead or what is it?
Yes, Mr. Napkinhead. The way, like, the fact that he's such a good dad,
sure,
and that he wears all these beautiful neutral colored cardigans, you have to stan. And he's so, oh, his glasses, fuck, he's so hot. He's so hot. I love The Holiday.
Yeah, I remember the glasses in the morning and he makes her tea or whatever.
Oh my God.
But yeah, that's why that's the genuine reason why I'm drinking brandy right now. It's like, I think there's a bit of brandy.
But yeah, you did that exactly right. Like the kind of little like squint and the look
and
up.
The point, yeah. Wait, let's both do it, and that'll be the thumbnail for Instagram. So how have you been in the last 4 hours?
Yeah. I've eaten handfuls of Chippy Men.
What flavor?
Probably
what brand?
Just chocolate chips, semi-sweet from, I think they're just like 365, like Whole Foods brand.
365, damn you, semi-sweet chocolate chips, and then I...
Yeah.
You have a white wine, you said? I texted you.
I have a white wine.
I texted Riley, I just want to get this word for word. Are you making a cocktail? She says, yes, about to right now. What are you making? And then I said, honestly, brandy. And then you said, oh shit, I'm gonna have a white wine like a fucking mom. So first of all, not a cocktail, right? I said, are you making a cocktail? You said, yes, about to.
I was gonna make a cocktail.
But neither was mine.
Right. First of all, neither was yours. Second of all, I was gonna make a cocktail, but then I'm like, I was cycling through different drinks in my head. I'm like, none of those actually sound good to me right now. Two, it takes too much effort. And then I have to clean everything after.
Yeah.
Like, I don't actually want to do that. But three, my favorite white wine, I forgot that I haven't bought a new bottle of it that I put in the fridge last night.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. It's perfect. It's new. I'm going to pop that open. Oh, it's going to be delicious. And hey, it is, huh?
Cheers.
Kids, cheers. Hey, it's our last episode of 2020.
It's our last episode. New Year's Eve is 2 days from now. Cheers.
Cheers. Happy New Year.
And cheers to you guys for support. Yeah, let me take a sip first. And cheers to everybody who's come on board with us this whole year. We started pretty small and we've doubled our listenership over the year. So thank you guys.
And doubled in height. I'm now like 6 foot.
You were 3 feet last year.
No, that's not what I meant. I'm now like 10 foot. No.
I don't think so. That's a world record. We should the show would change. The show would have to be about how tall you are. No, but seriously, thank you guys so much for coming on board, for telling your friends, for listening every week. We can't thank you enough. I don't know how you feel, Riley, but I don't know. Like, my entire life is different than it was last year, and for the better,
yep,
for sure.
100%.
Well, obviously because of COVID, but also just like, you know, this time last year.
No. Like, aside from
yeah. That. And now this is kind of the mainstay in our lives, and you know, it means a lot to me. I hope it brings joy to everybody out there. You know, joy to the world. It's kind of funny.
We're very grateful to everyone who's listened, and I hope that this show has given people joy, especially in these times, and outside of these times. I hope it gives you joy regardless.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for the constant that this show is in my life. And I'm grateful for Jeffrey.
I'm grateful for Rylance. I love you too.
Shall
All right,
we
are you ready?
Get into 4 through 1?
Yes, are we ready for number 4? Drumroll Reeves. Keanu Reeves drums a
one
little
gun.
Bit. Number 4 coming in with 191 votes is Margaritaville's with George Saba.
Fuck yes! Christian Thirsty, baby.
you guys are about to hear it. Yeah, I want to listen to this. I haven't listened to it, I think, since I edited it / recorded it. But there's the way you tell your thing is, and the way that he gets into it is just the funniest thing. I don't know if I should spoil it, or I'll cut it out if I should, but just for you at least. He's like, you say, it's all good or something at the end. And then he just says, it's all good, baby. And then we were both like, what?
George, in this bit, this is one of the, like, George Saba, another one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life. The way, like, George is so fucking quick, and he's so fucking quick. And, like, he just fully thrusts himself into the craziest characters and, like, fully commits and doesn't bat an eye. And I think it's just brilliant. And he's so silly. He's one of the silliest people I know.
I always describe him as a Gumby-esque cartoon character with a heart of gold and a college education.
That is 100% right. And I remember, so I don't listen back to every episode. I'll go through bouts where I'll listen to it when it comes out, but then sometimes I won't. But this one, I remember, like, as soon as it came out, I'm like, well, I have to listen to this. I can't not relive this moment. And every time I hear it, or even someone, like, if it's on Discord or Reddit or whatever, whenever anyone just types Christian Thirsty Baby, I cackle.
Somebody DM'd me that. I posted some story on my Instagram story, and somebody DM'd me to that Instagram story, and it had nothing to do with George or the podcast, and they just said, Christian Thirsty Baby. And I just started, like, dying. Somebody,
Dior.
It was Kerstin Dior. CARSTONDYOR. I'm like, couldn't be further from correct.
Kerstin Dior.
Yeah, I mean, like you were saying, so George and I used to do, and, you know, hopefully we'll do again when the world is back to normal, do improv shows before you moved to L.A., and we would do them throughout L.A., and so I feel like I know how George plays, and also we live together and do bits all the time, so I was really excited to have him on the show, obviously, and he's also just, like, my best friend.
What?
It was, like, one of my best friends. Every time I say you're my best friend, you're like, well, we're work colleagues. And then if I don't call you my best friend, you're like, what's that? So it's like, it's truly dealer's choice. It's Sophie's choice, really.
Have you seen, do you watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend?
I don't.
There was a song. The boss, I'm forgetting his name. He's so funny. He's telling one of his employees, like, they're all friends, but it's like he's playing a song for her on guitar in his office. And the song is, you're my best friend. I'm not your best friend. And that's okay.
I think that is okay. As sad as it is, I think that's okay. Like, I don't know if George considers me his best friend, but I think I consider him my best friend. Also Tucker. Like, I have a lot of best friends. Anyway, such a...
Well, like, you're my friend, but, like, I'm your best friend.
I don't...
Does that make sense?
It hurts my feelings to, like, admit to it.
No, but it's like, if... yeah. Yeah. So,
I think maybe you could do the rest of the countdown, because I'm just, like, sad as shit now on the verge of
tears. No, Jeffrey is my best friend. Anyway... One of my best friends. Hi, all of my other best friends listening to this.
Blue light glasses then, or a prescription?
No.
Got it.
Sorry, I fully interrupted you.
No, so I was just really excited to have George on. And, you know, like you said, the analogy I would use is that it's the first down, the first drive of a football game, and he just throws a fucking Hail Mary with full confidence that it's going to be a catch. And it usually is. So I was really excited. And then another memorable part from this episode that, I mean, I'm sure everybody remembers is, the fucking review he brought in.
That George.
He also like
that he picked weeks
in advance, and he like I think he texted me being like, "Hey, like what kind of reviews do well, don't do well?" Because he had heard the show, but he's like again one of like Elizabeth, one of the hardest working people I know, so doesn't listen to a lot of podcasts. And so I like gave him advice on like, oh, like pick something that you know would be good for to pull a premise from. Not it doesn't have to be super involved, but just make sure that it has enough. And then he came in with that, and like as he was going on in the thing, you and I were both like listening because we always try to like obviously listen very intently to the reviews to mine, you know, ideas. And we're just like, I think I either locked eyes with you or it seemed like I did on the Zoom where both of us were like, this is nothing.
This is
how are we supposed to do this? And then I guess
it was the most middle of the road review. There was nothing to pull from it. There was nothing.
And then he called it out and he's like, I don't remember why I chose this.
Yeah.
That's a highlight of the show's entirety of the show for me.
We were crying laughing at that moment of like all of us realizing like, George, you've brought
you
this review is nothing. Oh, I can't wait.
But I really do want to do, every time he comes on, I want to do Margaritaville's. Because
I think that's brilliant.
I think I had like 3 or 4 good ones in my back pocket for this, and we only ended up doing one. But I don't know if it'd be fun. And also maybe we like do a Doughboys type thing where we all go to Margaritaville and then go record the episode.
I would love. And before that, maybe we like... If we have him on again soon, we could truly. I wonder if Margaritaville like if he can pick up or if it delivers.
We're gonna get takeout from Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville in the third wave of a historically lethal pandemic. That would be absolute rock bottom for my life. Forget the pandemic.
Right. Right. If I'm gonna splurge on getting takeout, I'm gonna do it at Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville.
No, I truly would be into that. Or like I don't know. We could figure it out. But I remember.
Right. Let's play it. I can't wait. What were we gonna say?
We also, I think, all had either margaritas or some kind of
margaritas.
You know, island.
George
drink.
Had like a bright blue drink.
Yeah, I think he used blue curacao.
He had like blue spirulina or something.
He put seaweed in the shit. But yeah. Anyway, without further ado, this is best of number 4 Margaritavilles with George Saba.
This is from Nina Extravaganzar. 4 stars for Margaritaville on the Strip. Love and happiness. That's what I call happy hour. Always love coming to an old-time favorite. Our waitress/bartender is on point. We ordered some sides to go with our drinks. Amanda is helping us out. I like her friendliness. She's talking to me like she has known me all my life. I give her 2 stars. And the appetizer's 1, but it's all good. Even my margarita gets a star. Young and old, it's all good.
It's all good, baby. Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming to my party.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know Cynthia.
Oh, yeah. You know Cynthia? Roommate? Yeah. Well, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think you guys have good vibes. steps.
Are we early?
You guys
are
right on time, baby. No one else has shown up.
Is Cynthia here?
Cynthia is not here. She's been in the bathroom for what feels like nigh on one day.
Okay, but she's in the house.
Well, I'm not going to knock on the bathroom.
I don't think she's in the bathroom, man. What's your name?
My name?
Yes. What's your name?
Kirsten.
Kirsten?
Kirsten.
What's your
Christian.
Last? Christian. What's your last name?
Christian Dior.
Your name is Christian Dior.
We can have multiple names, baby. Names are just words we apply to people, right? They're just fucking words.
Wait, you can have multiple names or multiple people can have the same name?
Multiple people can have the same name, baby. Multiple.
But you don't have other names. It's just Christian Dior.
Just Christian Dior. That's my name.
Matt, stop. We don't have to get into it with him. Maybe we can come back another time.
What are you? Yeah. Wait, hold on. See, you guys got brought wine. What are you going to do? Just take that wine yourself? I've seen the gift. That'd be awful rude.
It was for Cynthia.
Christian thirsty.
What was that? You just...
Christian thirsty, baby.
Christian thirsty?
Can I... Yeah, because we got a text from a new number, and it said... It said, hey, it's Cynthia, just got a new phone. Why don't you come on over? I'm having a few people over for a little hang session.
Right, yeah. So, full disclosure, that was me, Christian.
Okay.
Right. You did not need to say that, we figured.
Oh, you guys are like little detectives. You guys are like my little detectives.
You just told us. You just told us.
Yeah, you fully said you sent the text.
Right,
listen, I think we're going to go. Head out.
Hold on, my little detective friends. I got crime for you to solve.
What? You have a crime?
What are you talking about? It's like a joke?
Well, it's a little serious, actually. Ever since you said you didn't need me to tell you that, so you must have inferred it. I've been trying to solve a crime.
Do you work in law enforcement? Are you a detective at all?
Not at all. I think cops are bad.
Good, cool, good, good.
Good, yeah. Good, so do we.
Right.
What crime are you trying to solve?
A murder.
Is this a murder mystery party?
No, this is a real crime. The party was just supposed to be good vibes. Didn't know my new friends were detectives.
Who was murdered?
Who was murdered?
Yes, that's what she said.
Of course, you bring up there's a murder. Who was murdered? How are we supposed to know?
Commodore Beasley Gorp.
We're absolutely leaving. Commodore Beasley Gorp?
He's a Commodore.
They don't have those much anymore. It's not common enough.
It's why it's novel.
Knock, knock, knock at the door. Knock, knock, knock. Rapping, knocking at the door.
It's open.
Hello. Oh, hello, Christian Dior. Have you met new friends to help us solve the murder?
I have, Zsa Zsa.
Zsa Zsa what? Or is her first name Zsa and last name also Zsa?
First name Zsa Zsa. I'll let her say her last name.
First name Zsa Zsa, last name Borg. My husband was murdered.
We see she's wearing like a tinfoil alien outfit, like a la Andy Warhol.
You're looking great, Zsa Zsa.
Oh, you too, Christian. Now tell me, does anyone have any leads on what happened to my husband, Commodore? Well,
lucky for you, Zsa Zsa, I made friends with two detectives.
We're not.
We're not detectives. We are here for Cynthia. We were throwing her a house.
It's a housewarming party.
Oh,
moved in
look
with a Craigslist roommate.
They look mighty smart.
Thanks.
Say, do either you own a magnifying glass?
I do, weirdly, but it's not for what you think it is. It's for reading small texts. I collect old volumes.
Say
it's
no
more.
More
practical.
Say no more.
I have to say more because it clarifies it and changes
no,
it.
No, you don't. I stop listening.
Right, yes. That's what I was worried about.
Well, listen, Christian, I wanted to come by because I have a new piece of evidence that might help
listen up.
With the murder. Okay, all right. I'm really sorry about your husband, if this is real. Of course it's real. Commodore was murdered in cold blood.
Whoa.
Whoa. It wasn't supposed to thunderstorm.
Christian
tonight.
Plays on piano. Dun, dun, dun.
Out of tune.
Thank you, Christian.
Out of tune.
Okay. Oh, my God. I can't believe we're still here. All right. Christian, remember the last time I saw you? I said that the last words Commodore ever uttered. Do you remember what they were?
Just say it at the same time. Just say it at the same time so you don't say it twice.
We gotta say it at the same time.
What?
What is behind the pew?
You guys said different things, kind of delayed from each other. I don't think that
said,
this was...
He absolutely said, what a pew. Man, that's... He had a way with words.
That has...
He died on his waterbed and on his bedside table in the little drawer. I opened it up, and what did I find?
What?
What did you find?
Can't believe I care enough to ask.
I found a bloody shoe.
You time it so well if you're doing that. If not, it's just weirdly happenstance that it thunders at the same time.
It was a light-up sneaker.
No.
We all know what that means. What does that have to do
the,
with
the front
anything?
Door gets kicked
sneaker?
In. A Chuck Norris-looking guy. Colonel Mustard! Not from Clue, although it's a happy coincidence here to solve a crime.
Oh, Colonel Mustard, I'm so happy you made
Christian Dior, I need more of that fancy cologne you gave me.
I've got it in spades. Say, Colonel Mustard, couldn't help but notice you're only wearing one shoe.
So I am. I lost it, not in a drawer.
Can we say something? I think this is crazy. Zsa Zsa, do you have the shoe that you found? I do. Why?
Well, there's no reason to have that.
Well, I think my guess is that the shoe is Colonel Mustard's. Other shoes.
Yeah, I have to. Let's just figure this out fast because it was obviously Colonel Mustard.
What? Colonel Mustard?
No way.
Never.
Christian?
I knew my friends were detectives, Colonel. Say, Colonel.
You never told me that. I just got here.
I said I knew that. I didn't disclose that to you, Colonel. I kept that as a secret from me. And for Zsa Zsa only.
Is this so it's a really a crime scene? Because I'm starting to get a
I
little worried.
I can't tell if this is
this a party.
I can't tell what this is.
Oh, no. This is all real, babies, honeys. This is all real. This happens every night for
she
us.
She comes back with the shoe.
All right. I can't believe I'm doing this. Colonel Mustard, I know you would never hurt a fly.
This is some weird Cinderella stories you got going on here, Christian Dior, the fashion designer, for real. I'll put the shoe on, but why don't you test where the toe hits? I'll guarantee it'll be a half size off.
What do you mean, test where the toe hits?
When you're at a store, a Foot Locker of sorts, and they kind of let you test out which sneaker size you really need, because it varies brand to brand. You put your wiggly, writhing foot inside,
here we go. I put the shoe on, it fits perfectly.
Fuck!
Colonel Mustard, baby, you're under arrest.
Colonel! To my dear Commodore.
I was always jealous of the Commodore. That's right, I did it. But it was only to win back your approval in affairs romance. What
You'll
the fuck are you
get
talking
my
about? His name is Colonel Mustard. You're supposedly the actual fashion designer, Christian Dior. You guys solve crimes. Well, and he killed
every
your
night
husband?
You solve crimes
we
every
don't solve
night?
Crimes. You guys solved a crime really well. We experienced
she
a lot
put
of
a
crime.
Shoe on him. She put a light up Skechers on his foot, and that's it.
And I would have
I
never
work at
thought.
Le Pen Quotidien. I know nothing about crime.
Oh, that's an awful fancy word.
Oh my
Le Pen
God.
Le Pen Hokey-Doke.
No, forget it. You know what? Listen, I guess we should... I don't want to call the cops, but I do feel like we should call the cops because there is a convicted murderer.
I've got in handcuffs, the house. Baby. We don't even have to. This crime happens to us every day, like I said.
And I'm still standing here, not trying to flee.
So is this like on a loop? Is this the crime you play out every night?
Cynthia different comes out of the moment. Bathroom. Okay, guys, that was perfect. If we can do that when we open the doors tomorrow night to our immersive theater experience, it's going to be a
Cynthia,
hit.
Cynthia!
What?
God damn it!
Are you
what
kidding
the
me, Cynthia? What? This is an immersive Cynthia. Theater experience.
So then, what's everyone's real names? Are your names Christian Dior, Zsa Zsa, and Colonel Mustard?
I'm actually Christian Dior, baby. It's very little acting on my part. She just tells me to show up, and I say, boop, 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 baby, baby. It's here.
Well,
it's
hang on a minute. How did you nice get the thunder you. And lightning to go? Well, that was just a coincidence. No way! That's real! Are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh!
I know last week we said that British pubs I think might be my all-time favorite bit. This is maybe tied. I don't know. It might be my all-time favorite bit.
What's to say? What do you say after that? I forgot that
Zsa Zsa.
Zsa Zsa.
You're looking Zsa great, Zsa Zsa. Zsa.
Jeff goes old friend energy.
Yeah.
You're looking great, Zsa Zsa.
You and I were talking during that and just being like, what world do these voices come from? What are these tropes?
Right.
Because they're
right.
spot on,
what
but I can't place
accents are these?
Like, you came in with the, of course it's real. To help us solve the murder. And I'm like, I don't know what that's from, but I recognize it as like a murder mystery trope. I guess it's just from murder mystery movies.
Jeff and I were crying laughing, like yeah. listening to that and listening. God damn it, George. You're so fucking funny. I mean, I don't even know. I'm at a loss. It's truly one of my favorite bits
yeah.
we've ever done.
Really has nothing to do with the fucking review or the topic at all. All he picked
yeah,
up on was,
well, it's all
it's
good.
It's all good, baby.
Baby.
Which is like, I don't know where that what
perfect.
Accent that is. It was so good. Oh, he responded. Here we go. Let me see if he's free.
Hey, it's George.
Oh, God, George, we've just been dying. We just listened to Christian Thirsty Baby, that whole Christian Dior sketch or bit, and you are so fucking funny.
Margaritaville's comes in at number 4 on the fans' favorite episodes of the show.
This who beat me out? Who beat me out?
I mean, we're doing a countdown, so I'm not going to tell you live on air.
What the fuck? Who did I beat?
Well, just be happy that you're in the top 4. Like you're never grateful.
Dude,
oh my god.
To me. Comedy is
come on,
like,
man.
Fun for me, okay?
Yeah, it's a real job for you.
It's a real chore, actually. All right, some people are cursed with humor.
Do you ever have fun with it? Did you have fun on the show?
Never. Not once. To laugh gives me pain.
Got it.
That's really hard to hear.
You know what's hard to hear?
What?
Stand up and improv and sketch. There's all sorts of jokes.
They're escapist media, right? So people do look to comedy to kind of like relieve themselves from pain, obviously.
Not me. You know what warms me up?
What?
War footage.
I don't think so. I called
I
you to give commentary
that.
On the bit, the Kirsten Dior bit. Now you're saying that war documentaries make you feel warm and fuzzy on the inside. How did it come to this?
You know, we all have our traumas, man. You really want me to open up right now on the old pod?
I don't think so. I think we're gonna hang up. Thanks for the. Actually, you didn't give any commentary on the
real
bit.
Commentary? Should I give real commentary?
Yeah, just a little bit. What you remember from the show? What you enjoyed of it, or not? Even you. I mean, you can be negative too.
I mean, the show as a whole, I loved having a review that was really bad.
we talked about that.
We talked about that.
And I, Kirsten Dior. I mean, the main thing is like I disassociated from my body.
For sure. And we
like,
could tell.
Dior
and we could absolutely
George
tell.
George Saba couldn't be two more separate individuals.
Well,
like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, I slip into him without control. And well, other characters.
We listened back to it. And if you hear this episode or just this part of this episode, if you listen to the review that Riley brought in, the only thing you pull from as a premise is that the last two words she said is it's all or the
it's
last three words
good,
are it's all good
baby.
And then you said it's all good baby. That's the only thing you pulled, which is like genius, and it went somewhere super fun. I just clocked that and I was like, god, that's so funny.
Then someone actually didn't realize I did that, but I'll take the credit.
Shout out George Sabat. You want to plug your social media?
Yeah. So my Insta is at George Sabat, GeorgeSSABA. I have a food Instagram. You know what? I said my Instagram wrong. It's Secret George Sabat. Secret, and then plus what I already spelled. I'm going to make it really hard for people to follow.
You already have.
And then my food Instagram, which I'm more active on, is at Secret George Sabat, but Secret spelled SEATCRETGEORGESSABA.
It's so long.
I'm really bad for
social media.
Doesn't
make any sense.
Secret George Sabat.
Yeah, I'm going to change it soon, so even this will be moot.
Perfect.
Yeah. You guys going to have me back? Or?
We were talking about having you back again for Margaritaville's part two, but after this call, it's all kind of up in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so is it because the podcast is ending, or is it because of me as a person? Or?
The second one, for sure.
It's mostly the Secret George Sabat, actually.
Anyway.
Oh, really?
We should get on with the show. Thanks for joining us, George, and giving
Thanks, George.
A little bit of commentary, but mostly just offending veterans.
Nice. Thank you, George.
All right. Thanks, George.
Bye.
Cushion thirsty, baby.
Riley, I have an Amazon subscription set up to send sunscreen to my house every single month. But it's winter. The sun doesn't come out here, so I don't need it. But I keep buying it because I keep forgetting to cancel it. And that's exactly the sort of thing that Rocket Money can help you out with. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I probably had, what, 3 subscriptions? Okay, I think I might have close to genuinely 24 subscriptions.
Oh my god,
things.
Alfred.
And some of them are only $1 a month, but it adds up, okay? I've been trying to save money, and look, Rocket Money is a lifesaver. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending, and it helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, okay? There's never been a better time to save. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. Rocket Money will even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/review. That's rocketmoney.com/review. rocketmoney.com/review.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alfred, what's your social battery looking like right now? Because I know for me, I have been stressed out the wazoo and I am drained, mama.
Well, Riley, darling, it is 8:39 on a Monday night. My social battery is at 1%.
I have been so drained. I am I'm a little ambivert. So I love being with people, but I love being alone. And so, when I'm with people, I'm on, and then I hit a wall, and then I'm like, it's time for me to leave. And so I feel like that wall has been getting closer and closer lately. It means I'm a mix of an intro and an extrovert. Like, I don't consider myself fully one or the other.
I've been using it wrong.
What have you been using it for?
Oh, I thought it meant that you could only socialize if you're on Ambien.
Got it. Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. It's beautiful in spring now. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Like me, I do a little bit of both. Alf, where do you fall?
I need time away from you, that's for sure.
Okay, therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've never listened to the show before, you don't know this, but if you've literally ever thought about the show, you know that Alf and I are both in therapy, and we have been for years. I love therapy so much. I cannot stress it enough. It's the best thing I ever did for myself, for my mental health, for my overall health, my emotional life, physical life, literally everything. My life has fully changed from therapy, and I feel like everyone should be in therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, are we ready for best of review review number 3? Coming in with 214 votes. This one's an early one, Ansa.
Okay, Mefri.
Karaoke bars with Amir.
Wow, an in-person ep.
An in-person ep with Amir Blumenfeld. This one honestly shocked me. I mean, like, it's not a bad ep, but I guess, like, for me, our first few episodes were, like, still trying to figure out what the show is, and I just didn't remember this one because it had been so long.
Barely. The only thing I remember about this episode, one, is that it was in person.
Yeah.
Is Amir our first guest? He might have been. I think he was.
Yeah, he was. Guest. And then I think Finn was like the next week or something.
I remember there was some review about like someone was sitting in a chair, but like the chair in the lobby was reserved.
How do you remember this, Riley? I'm like,
a nigh on photographic memory.
Yeah.
And not necessarily a photographic memory, but like ever since I was little, if I see a play or a movie or anything, I'm able to remember a lot of lines from it.
That's insane.
Really later on.
So does that help you when you're memorizing lines then?
Yes. But it's like I have to separate because I have a semi-photographic memory.
Mm.
So it's like I have to separate like
visualizing the page.
Visualizing the page from actually like doing the work and like, you know, taking that on rather than just like, oh, and now because I can see it in my mind, that's what I say. You
yeah.
know? Anyway, so enough about me being fucking, I don't know, am I like brilliant?
What's that?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. You said it, not me.
I didn't say anything.
Let's roll the tape.
All right. This is literally, it's number 3 on the best of review, and it's episode 3, I think. Karaoke bars with Amir Blumenfeld. Also, something interesting that I'll preface this with is I included some of the non-improv stuff because the bits, I think, in between the improv was arguably the best part of the episode. So, anyway.
Okay, here we go.
Is Motown Philly the one that's like, Motown, fill you up? right up to the brim.
No, that's Uptown Funk with wrong lyrics. Motown Philly is this actual song.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's nicer ways of correcting me, by the way.
I thought I was being overly polite to how angry that question was.
What would you have said if you didn't want to be polite?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Got it.
What are you saying?
Yeah.
That's obviously not
the same. Maybe
is it that I'm not a good rapper?
It's that you're not a good person. Yeah.
Let me just read the lyrics and then you'll know.
Go for it.
Motown fill you up.
Wrong.
Right up to the brim.
Keep going.
We're going down to the suburbs this time to school and we won't get an A.
You sort of rapped that part. It didn't rhyme.
It was a little rhythmic.
And we will get an A.
Yeah.
So you go over your mom's friend's house for school, and she makes an advance. It's sort of a fantasy come true, but you're also scared of shit.
You're doing school at your friend's mom's house.
She was going to tutor you and watch you while your mom is at school.
God.
And then she puts your hand on your inner thigh.
All right, God.
That's quite enough.
Easy. Come on.
Sorry.
No, you're not. You're smiling. You're happy.
When we went to South By in 2018, yeah. Right?
Thanks for the invite.
You didn't work here fully.
So?
I was in the kitchen of the Airbnb. This is a non sequitur, but just in terms of Marty doing stupid shit. We'd come back after going out after the show. That was me and Marty in the kitchen, and we were both having cheese and crackers.
Crudité, yeah.
Not crudité.
Appetizers.
That would be a...
vegetables and ranch dip.
No, it wasn't vegetables and ranch dip. It was cheese and crackers.
But he's saying that's what a crudité is.
No, that's charcuterie.
No.
Yeah.
Charcuterie is what you had. He's saying crudité would be like veggies and dip.
What a weird thing to chime in with.
Well, we were talking about Marty singing. Now you're talking about him eating cheese. So I feel like mine's equally as unrelated as yours was.
He and I were talking. We were eating cheese.
Okay.
And then I said, how's your South By been so far? He said, it's been chine. I'm like, what's that? And he said, that's cheese and fine. And then it's like, took a huge bite of just Gouda.
Chine. If that's actually what happened, that's the funniest thing Marty's ever said.
I wrote it down because it was so fucking funny.
It's been
that's cheese and
fine. It's been cheese and fine.
It's been chine. Do you think he said chine accidentally and then backed into that? Or he's like, it's been cheese and fine, so chine.
Based on how proud of himself he was afterwards, I think he thought of it.
Cheese and fine. You guys want to go out for some cheese and fine later?
You mean cheese and wine?
No.
Sounds chine.
Which is charming wine. Chine.
I put no thought into these.
Okay.
So
you, what, what's the, you wrote him or you found him?
Found him.
Got it.
But I didn't put in, you know.
Any thought into what, finding them?
Like this one is just 5 stars and it basically says that they had a good experience.
That's not good
this
for a podcast.
This is every episode.
1 star, July 20th from Mia T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mia T.
Holy shit. Pop star Mia T.
My first time visiting. We got 2 drinks for $40.
Jesus. Yeesh.
After ordering our drinks, my friend asked me to take a photo of him in the fancy chair that was literally empty at the time in the lobby. And a woman ran up to my friend to get her out of the chair immediately and called security. Sorry, I guess it was reserved? Just this one chair? I had to ask the woman's name, Sarah, to let her know that it was our first time there and we didn't know that one chair can be reserved. Shame on you, Sarah. Try smiling. By the way, what's with the aggressive, hardcore security out front? We were barely near the building when they approached us and checked our purses, like the freaking TSA. I just spent $40 on 2 drinks.
Imagine reserving a chair. Like, for what? If it's just the one in a lobby?
It's not in the karaoke
it's
room.
It's just in the front office.
No, you guys go on ahead. I made a reservation for this chair.
What's that?
You guys sing. Go in the room and have fun.
Yeah, it's on me. Yeah, thank you. It's $40. Let's go party. This is fucking insane.
I got the chair.
What'd you get?
I got the chair. You guys are clearly first timers, but this chair is like a big deal to Sarah B. Yeah.
Someone's sitting in that chair, man. I don't know what to tell you. Shit.
Sarah!
Yeah.
She'll take care of it.
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Wait, security's coming out.
Oh, dude. They're going to break his leg.
Oh. Oh my God. Oh, holy shit,
they
dude.
They just kneecapped him.
Oh my God. They're tasing him.
This happens more often than not.
What's so special about the chair?
You can reserve it.
Leave him alone.
Hey.
What?
Don't be a dick.
I'm trying to save this man's life. He accidentally sat in a chair you reserved.
They're not going
to
kill him. They're going to beat him within an inch of his life.
For what? He
For
didn't
the
know.
Chair, dude. This
I
is
love
karaoke.
That they frisked these people blocks away. That was not for that venue. They've got mugged.
Hey, what's with the security up front?
Security?
Yeah, they like had to take like my mace and my wallet and
where? This is Western and Third. Where were you frisked?
I was at LA Live.
Yeah. Yeah, that's 11 miles east of here.
Yeah.
You were had by a wallet inspector of sorts.
That's what he called himself.
They said that they would take it to the back room. You could get it after your time here.
Okay. They said that if they confiscated my wallet now,
yeah,
that we would get the karaoke room for free after paying a fee.
Okay, so at least you have your wallet, right?
So you'll get it for free after paying.
I have the physical wallet. He took my cards, my debit card, my gift cards,
yeah,
all the cash.
And then what do you have to do to get that back?
Oh, he didn't give instructions, right, but I assume it'll be after the karaoke.
Did he give you a place to meet him?
Well, don't you guys are at the front desk, right? Isn't it in the back? Just go fucking check.
No, it's not.
We don't have security.
You were clearly had by a very bad con artist that took your money 11 miles from here.
He was dressed well, though. He looked like he was legit.
He's taken a lot of money.
Yeah. He had a shirt that said FBI, female body inspector.
Oh, that's a really good one.
Yeah.
You weren't even going to LA Live.
Well, I was, there's actually, have you been to Shaquille's?
Shaquille O'Neal's Barn Grill?
Yeah.
No, I've not been to Shaquille's.
Okay.
It's Chine.
It's Chine.
What's that?
That's cheese and fine.
So it was cheese...
And fine.
They don't sell a lot of dairy, actually.
So how is it chine? If anything, it was bine. Burgers and fine.
Cheeseburger.
It was rind.
What's that?
That's rind.
Yeah.
I had a watermelon.
Got it. So it's not a combination of two words.
No, that's not a portmanteau.
I understand.
Have either of you ever dealt with like a person at a front desk who's like memorable or like a manager of any kind that you would like seek out? Like a Sarah B?
Not a Sarah B. Though I have been told that if you tip the front desk person at a hotel, they'll take care of you extra well. And I tried it once and it felt very skeevy. I'm like, oh, thanks for checking me in. Here's $20. Bye. Yeah,
I'm
already...
not even the concierge.
No,
this is the only interaction we're gonna have.
Did correct. Anything? Were you...
I don't know if there's a better room available.
There is, but for $140 more.
Yeah, it's $1,000 more a night for the presidential suite. Thank you for the $20 bill, though. I don't know. I'm not like a bribing kind of guy.
Yeah,
it felt disingenuous.
And
for
nothing
me to
changed.
Try. No.
That reminds me of something. I was really bored at home the other day.
That doesn't sound like you.
And I and I Googled how to play solitaire because I've never played.
With real cards or like
yeah, because I love cards and I've never
like
played it.
It
before. And I the idea of like self tipping off. I looked up the rules and it's just like you have to. I didn't even fully learn it. It was like you have to line the cards up, order them in a certain way.
Yeah,
and I'm out.
I was alone and I sat there with the thought like, then I can just fucking do it. I don't have to follow a rule to do it a certain way.
It's a game. You can play it by yourself.
But like,
it could fall apart if you don't play it by the right rules.
But if I just have to order them a certain way, I can just shuffle them out and
yeah,
put them in that
cheat.
Right way.
Oh. Yes.
So you can win fast.
I could give myself that tip up of like, hey, here's how to cheat the game.
Cheating in solitaire is a new low.
Yeah.
Because you're cheating yourself.
That's like lying during therapy.
I never play. So
you don't have to
know.
Be there.
Well, that's my thought was then why does anyone play this game?
Yeah, I can just tell people I played and won. That's playing. I won solitaire.
Hey, how's your morning, man?
It was awesome. I won solitaire.
Oh, cool.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
It was really awesome. I got, like, the king, and then, yeah, you know.
You're the coolest guy in the office.
From there on out, I just felt right to do it.
Yeah. And you did play and win?
I got, like, eight. Boom, boom, boom.
Can you basically teach me how to play?
Teach you,
well,
yeah.
You got eight in a row?
I think. I don't know. Like, it happened so fast. 1 second I was Googling how to play, and the next I just figured out I won. I don't know. It was cool. I got like I did it. I got like the, what's it called when you win? The gambit? Or no, what's it called? In solitaire? I won, basically, is what I'm trying to say. Why are we like digging into this like it's a fucking mystery, murder mystery? Okay, I didn't play solitaire. Are you happy? Oh, congratulations. No, come back. Let's let everyone know. Hey, everybody. I'm a big fucking weirdo that didn't win at solitaire.
He didn't play solitaire.
I didn't even have to know how to learn how to play solitaire. I masturbated for 4 hours.
Got it.
All right.
And I won. And I am the winner.
You're a new hire. Anyway,
no.
What are your hobbies? Looking at me like I'm a weirdo.
I just moved to a place with like a chef's galley kitchen, so I can kind of make everything. Cooking. And then pre-make it, marinate it. What was that?
Cooking, in terms of cooking, having, yeah, being good at something. I cheated at masturbating.
What are you fucking talking
the fuck
about?
Does that mean?
I cheated on myself. I promised myself I wouldn't do it. And I put on a blindfold and went to town. Riding on a pony.
I really hope that's like just a metaphor.
I don't think so. Worst part of all.
I wish it weren't.
Everyone in this room wishes it wasn't, including you.
Yeah. The worst part of all is that it was just China, you know?
your jack off session with a pony.
Was cheese and fine.
Oh my God.
The birth of Chine.
The birth of Chine.
I love him. You're saying, well, if that's true, that's the funniest thing
Marty's ever said. I was like, because also, like, I don't even know if Amir had heard the show prior.
Yeah.
So, like, I think it's less improv heavy, just more like conversational bits heavy, which is like still fun. And, like, you know, I think it's a fun episode to listen to. But that at birth chime.
That's
it. It's like, of course, it's top three, because that's like top three quotes of still 2018 when Marty said it. But it's like, it's entered the ether of the show now. Yeah.
God.
Didn't you say chime the other day, but it was C H A I?
Oh, yeah. I said that's chime. That's chai and fine.
Fine.
I also love that Irene Walton.
Shout out Irene Walton.
Uses it in her videos.
We got to bring her on in January.
Yeah.
God, yeah. She says chime in her Patreon and YouTube videos, and she's like a big audience. Bigger than ours.
She's
like,
so cute. She like messaged us. She's like, is it okay if I use Chine? And we're like, we want Chine to be everywhere.
Chine has to be ubiquitous by the time I get married. So let's give it 10 years or so. I want Chine to be in the
Jeff,
like in the.
When I give a speech at your wedding, and I will give a speech at your wedding, whether you ask me to or not, I will just at some point stand up.
I don't ask you, and then you're drunk. Like, let me tell you about something all about Jeffrey James.
Hey everybody, listen.
Oh God.
Jeff and Stacy. What's there to say? She's chime. Her dad is like
the girl who like went through a tragic breakup with Daniel like 2 weeks before this and dropped out of Hollywood at the same week. Yeah, her career tanked and she lost all her friends.
Oh my God. This is the nightmare version of my life. I'm just like, yeah. Listen. Jeff's one of my best friends, but this lady, she's chine as fuck. Her dad's like, what? I'm like...
Nobody laughs. But you crack up. What did
she's
say?
She's cheese and she fine makes up words. As fuck.
Wait, didn't they used to have a podcast together? Yeah, she disappeared to an island for 4 years on a sabbatical, and the show just fizzled out.
This is like the fucking, like, oh God, what's it called? Shit. The Scrooge, what's it called?
Oh, Nightmare Before Christmas?
No.
Oh my fucking God, no. No.
No,
what is it? A Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol.
I almost said Ghosts of Girlfriends Past. That was going to be my second guess.
You know, Scrooge. Oh, yeah, Ghosts of Girlfriends Past. But God, Chine is beautiful.
God, Amir's so fucking funny.
He's so good, man.
I cheated on myself. I cheated at masturbating. Put a blindfold on.
I promised
on,
myself
to
I wouldn't do it.
And I truly forgot about the solitaire experience that I had. And listening back, I'm like, God, that's dark.
So funny. Cheating at solitaire is the funniest fucking thing. Amir and Jake, they keep getting funnier the more I know them.
But then when like, you, like, the more I know you, it'll be like, huh. Well, that Jeff didn't land that one. Okay, well, it's hard. It'll be different. Let's 5 minutes later.
Hard to hear. Hard to hear because, like, well, you know, I have therapy this time tomorrow, so that's perfect. Because that one comment that you said as a joke, as a goof for the show, will stick with me for the better part of a lifetime.
And that's something to look
into. So that's my work to do?
Well, that's your work to do. No one else can do that work but you.
I don't. This is a little bit of a tangent. If it's not interesting, I'll cut it out. But, like, it is interesting to kind of, and empowering to be like, oh, that's my, Riley's about to crack up because it's so not the tone of this episode. I guess I'll have to cut it out, but yeah, fucking forget it. No, it's, also, do you ever laugh so much that your pectoral muscle flexes and like strains? Because that, okay, I think there's something wrong with my body and mental health at the same time.
Sorry, there's something wrong with my body and my mind. Let me
Sorry, there must be something, there might be just an issue only with my mind, body, and spirit. No, like, I'll laugh, like, during that and during the fucking Margaritaville's bit, I'm laughing so hard that, like, my chest is, like, pulling at itself.
You're having a heart attack. And it's... You ever laugh so hard that, like, your left arm kind of seizes and you start smelling things that aren't there?
Anyone else smelling bacon? No, I swear to God, Riley, like, you know, the striations, I think is the word for it, where it's like the muscle fibers in your muscle. When you're working out, you feel them tight. Yeah, you don't think so. All right, forget it. Please, please, I'm begging you, if you're listening to this and you feel this too, tweet at me. I'm in a bad place, man. All right, let's go to number two. Can we get a drum roll, please? I think you know what it is. Say it with me.
Haunted houses
with Ryan Gall.
Ryan Gall is one of the best people I've ever met, and we met him on Zoom for an hour one time.
I want him to, first of all, if we do end up doing more, like, at least Day in the Strife or HeadGum videos or whatever, we should have him on, because, like, I want to meet him, I want to hang out, and he does this this ghost story show with Matt Catanzano. Check it out. If you go to either of their Instagrams, they have it on there. And I have I experienced something paranormal. I did an episode with them.
Oh,
go check
that
out. And it's great. And like, you know, seeing Ryan again and meeting Matt, like, just great, great guys. But Ryan specifically, one of the nicest people I've ever met.
Truly, like, and the way that we got Ryan on the show was so psychotic. And like, I'm so grateful. But I just remember, like, does Gall have the gall? All those hashtags. We really made it happen on Twitter, didn't we?
Do you want me to read verbatim the tweet that made it happen?
Yes.
I tweeted out, in parentheses, Ryan Gall calling into a radio show. Hey, longtime galler, first time listener, what is this show? And then, you know, not even for him to see it, but just for other people to see it. And as part of the joke, I said, I responded to that tweet saying, attention, Ryan Gall, and added him.
Mm-hmm.
Then somebody responded, real quick, was this worth it? I mean, really? And then Ryan responded the next day and was like, I have to say, yeah, it was. And then I think I sent that to you. Correct me if I'm wrong, if this is not how it went down, but I sent that tweet to you and I sent it to the HeadGum Slack and I was like, hey, should I DM him or respond to him and say, hey, I do this improv comedy show with Riley Anspa. Would you be interested in coming on? And then he didn't respond for a while. But so I thought that he either saw it and wasn't interested or didn't see it yet. And then we posted on the subreddit and said, hey, we're as close as we'll ever be to getting Ryan Gall on the show. Everyone tweet out the hashtag, does Gall have the gall? And it fucking worked.
Oh, my God. And he, like... he was so gracious, and you know, it's like anyone else could have been like, God, these fucking kids, like, what the hell are you doing? But he was so kind. Oh my God. Meeting him, was he our first Zoom guest?
We did Hey Riddle Riddle. I think Hey Riddle Riddle was our first Zoom guest.
Oh, that's right. He was just so wonderful, and he's one of those people that, like, you know, if in the first 5 minutes of meeting him, it's like, oh, I've known you for years. Like, so,
yeah,
just so awesome. And this,
like a warm energy makes you feel like you've been friends for a long time.
And like, he is just one of the most skilled improvisers. Like, it is like watching someone compete in the Olympics and you're also running the race with them. And you're like, how am I in the Olympics? And it's like, well, you're not. You're giving water to the Olympian, but you're still like at the event.
It's like,
you know,
a relay race where there's four parts and you run the third part. So he runs the first two and you're in first place. And then you grab the baton and you're like, fuck, let me not fuck this up. And then you hand it off to him again.
Right. Yeah, he's fucking incredible. And the love he has for haunted houses, I think, really shows up. Every bit from this episode, I loved. So I don't even want to know. I don't want to guess which one it is. I just want to hear it because I will be excited with anyone that it is. And I think I know what it is, but okay.
I think you do too. But also, like you said, all three were great.
All three were so fun.
I picked the one that somebody commented on Reddit about. Mm-hmm. And also, I thought of the three, had a slight edge and was just a little shorter. My favorite quote from this episode is him being like, I sell produce. Produce? Produce.
Produce.
The fuck are you talking about? All right, without further ado, this is review best of number 2 with Ryan Gall, Haunted Houses.
This is a review for Hollywood Horror Nights. And it is from Danielle P.
Ryan, what does the P stand for?
Palette.
Danielle Palette. Incredible. This is 2 stars from Yelp. This is from September 31st, 2019, from Danielle Palette. The mazes are great. Themes, makeup, scents, gingerbread scent in the Krampus maze, and pumpkin candle scent in Halloween. Temperature changes, the Krampus snow scenes, etc. Details are phenomenal. However, they need to give each individual group 60 seconds on their own before sending in the next group. I feel like that's not asking a lot. People will still line up and continue to wait in the long lines, especially when you have private time to actually get scared. The way the mazes currently work, you're pushed through with a huge crowd on your coattails, so you're forced to speed through every moment, and you can hear the group that's up ahead, so you know what to expect. If they could let you in within 30-second intervals, that would be tremendously better. And the phrase that stuck out in my mind was the idea of coming to this place where thousands of people go every year, but like wanting like alone time to feel afraid.
Yes. Yes. That's it. But I do kind of get that. I get that. There's nothing worse than hearing people up ahead going, like, giving away what you're about to head into.
Oh, it's the military scene. Come on, man.
Damn it.
Slingshot.
No, don't say it. And we're already trying to. Yeah.
Keep going.
Hi. Thank you so much for meeting with me.
No problem.
I have some complaints, Universal Horror Nights. It is a little long, but bear with me.
Hold on. Just 1 second. Let me get off. Okay. Just let me get off the phone. I have another complaint going on.
Am I still on?
You're still on, but I'm dealing with multi complaints right now. But
okay, well, I guess I have
weird
a complaint.
Way to roll.
It's like you're
meetings.
Not listening to my complaint. You have a bunch of complaints.
It is.
I can call
way.
Back another time.
It is a
you
weird
agree.
Way to roll meetings. No, you don't have to call back at another time. Actually, I'm the only person in charge of complaints here at Halloween Horror Night, so I have to kind of multitask, and I have kind of a positive attitude about it. So if you guys have a positive attitude, I feel like we can really get to the bottom.
It was a great experience. It was a great experience.
Oh, sounds like you don't have a complaint then.
I just think there are things that could make it better.
Well, then if it you wasn't go... great. Then it wasn't great.
No, but it was great. It's like
sorry,
it's
I do
good.
Have a complaint. A performer sure. tripped my kid in the maze. A performer tripped my kid. He stuck his leg out. And my kid fell flat on his face.
If you can just give us a second, I'm still dealing with. Somebody over here had
so when I
experience.
Say something, you say you're that you're dealing with her, and then when she says something, you say sorry, you're dealing with me.
Exactly. You're kind of picking up on it. So your child tripped.
Her child tripped.
No, my child was tripped.
Was tripped by a maze employee.
By a maze employee. Yes.
Okay. So and you want me to.
Well, my kid, we had to go straight from the park to the nearest ER, and he got 4 stitches on his lip. So we would like to be...
That's a character scar.
It's a character scar?
A character scar. That's a character. Every child has one. A character scar, something that they get on your face, a little scar that gives them character. I think, honestly, if you're asking if you can pay us for that, no, we're not interested in taking payment for that.
No, I called you because I want you to pay for our medical bills. There's no way I'm paying you because someone in the Krampus maze my son.
I'm sorry, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
To somebody else? Why would you? Oh, you want me.
I'm not asking for you, like, out of your personal pocket. I'm not asking for you to pay. I'm asking for Universal to pay.
I'm trying to think of the moment when we had a gun to your head putting you into the maze, asking you, forcing you to go into the maze.
This is wildly inappropriate.
I was talking to this gentleman over here. I'm sorry.
I was giving her the floor. That's a much more serious complaint than I had.
And I understand. I'm trying to rotate back and forth so we can try to get this done.
But is this like an efficiency thing? Is this to try and get more people in and out? It's a voluntary thing. I get that it's a voluntary thing.
Yeah. So, and did you have, you had a great experience. So
I had a good experience. It could have been great.
You said great in the beginning and now you're switching it to good. So it's sort of like, you're sort of the John Kerry of going into mazes right now. You're flip-flopping. You're flip-flopping.
Very
and that's
offensive.
Not me. That's
you saying
me.
It. Look, mine was a clerical thing. The maze was great.
It was clerical.
Lose my keys in the maze. And
we found those.
You did? Okay, because the front desk person didn't seem to be singing the same tune. They said, there is no lost and found. There is no lost and found.
Anytime there isn't a lost and found. When we find something in a maze, we throw it back in and you have to go find it.
You shitting me. I waited in an hour and 45 minutes in the line.
Excuse me. What's your name again?
My name is Peter.
Peter, I'm not shitting you. When we find something as part of Universal Horror Nights and part of the experience, our lost and found is called Lost and Lost.
What?
So you lost it, and now we make it more lost, and you get to go find it. But we do not charge you to go back in and find it.
Are you hearing this? What's your name?
I'm sorry, I'm Lauren. I am hearing this.
If you guys don't mind, we ask you to separate complaints, not to communicate.
This is unbelievable.
I understand. I understand.
The most red tape ever.
Tell me about it.
No, you're not in on it.
Tell
you're
you
not
about
in on
it.
You're creating the red tape.
I'm following procedure.
This cannot be the books. This cannot be by the books.
Oh, it's by the books. I could read you the exact thing.
Please do. I'd love to hear it.
I would also love to hear what the rule book says on
this. I mean, the rule book is so long.
I bet there's a table of contents.
Lost and lost?
In terms of the lost and lost clause. Just word
like,
for word.
If a customer loses anything from keys to food to children, that lost property will be sent or tossed back into said maze for the customer to hunt down and find themselves.
Please tell me that the children don't fall under the tossed category.
I would love to tell you that.
So that's exactly what it is. So they are tossed.
I mean, tossed can be a gentle
toss. I don't think so.
A gentle toss. It's an airlifted push. Listen, here's what I'm going to say to you. Is if you lost something, then you're on your own.
That's the policy. That's the official
policy.
I'm
sorry. I'm not talking to you.
I didn't lose anything. My child is facing an injury. I'm asking.
Well, he lost a little bit. Is it a he or she?
That's not the point.
What is his name?
His name is Connor.
That's a good name.
Thank you. It's my father's name. Thank you.
That's great. That's really special.
Yeah.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, you still haven't helped me with the first thing.
So you, okay. So
God, you are exhausting.
Can I ask a question?
That's another complaint I have. You're exhausting.
What's your name again?
What's my name?
Yes.
Yes.
My name is Customer Service Agent 629.
Oh, okay.
439-7729-4697.
Whatever number you're saying. Can you just, you mentioned character scars earlier, and I can't help but mention this insane 10-gallon hat that you're wearing. No, I haven't said anything complimentary. Can you remove the hat? Because I think that, I just want to see something.
No, this is part of my costume for,
It's customer service. It's not costumer service. So you don't need a costume.
Well, that's not what we call it here. We call it costumer service.
Nice.
Yeah, they're a movie studio.
It is nice.
Of course they call it
Where
costumer
are you going?
Service.
I have to go because you're not helping me. all right, I only had 15 minutes for this, and I got to go pick up my kid.
You're too regimented in your life if you only had 15 minutes for this.
I don't need advice from you.
That's not why I'm calling.
That's not why I'm here.
I know I am. I'm working on it.
I am a single father.
I don't need
I don't have the
me.
Choice.
He's just trying to survive. He lost his key. He lost his keys. That's
I have been Ubering hither and thither. It's That's been so a great. Fortune.
Oh,
such a
what's my name?
Yes! It's the only the three of us.
Well, I'm not talking to you. I'm not.
You're too regimented in your life. I don't need advice from you. That's not why we're here.
Well, here it's called Lost and Lost.
Other than produce, my other favorite quote from the whole episode is, our policy is if you lost something in the maze, then you're on your own. The way he says it. Gall did say something, whether it was on the ghost story thing or I think even on our pod, that he listens to the show mostly every week while he runs. So Ryan, if you're listening to this, you're the second most favorite fan favorite episode. I'm not speaking clearly, but and thank you so much for coming on the show this year. We'd love to have you on
you are
again
a
this
treat
year, next
and
year.
And truly, like, doing improv with Ryan Gall is I remember we ended that episode and we texted each other. We're like, I can't believe that just happened.
There's been a lot of moments like that with the show, but that
yes.
Gall is definitely the biggest one, like, just in terms of, like, for me, like, because people keep asking, oh, who would you love to have on mm-hmm. if you could have anybody? My golden goose list, which is partially, like, I don't know, it goes Gall, Colin Jost, Jetty Osman. And so, like, that's the trifecta
Insane.
For me, and we got Gall. And Gall had the gall, so the hashtag
Gall
worked.
And Lapkus were like two guests that I'm like,
yeah.
Who? But Gall...
Also because
I mean,
Lapkus was on the
had,
day,
like,
was an hour after we found out Trump lost.
But Gall, God, that was such a treat. Every part of that episode was just... I remember listening to it and just being in awe of him and just laughing my ass off. Oh my God. Costumer service, that's not a thing. Please
also,
stop.
Also, every
saying
time
it.
He makes the choice of, oh, I wasn't talking to you, it's
yeah,
like,
brilliant.
No logic behind the switch,
it
right?
It was brilliant.
You and I were having a conversation. Don't switch now.
He's
and
like,
it
well,
flowed.
Actually, we don't at, oh, like, we, our preferred policy is that if you're giving a complaint, you're not allowed to talk to the other
Why?
Person on the line.
Oh, so yeah, it was truly one of the episodes. Escape Rooms, I think, was the same way. It's like, of these three, what do I even choose?
Right.
So, Gall, please, we'd love to have you on again. So fun. I mean, do you have any other thoughts on this episode?
No, I love that episode so much. Nothing but amazing memories from that episode.
That one, I think, is my dad's favorite episode.
Really?
That was one of few, he doesn't listen to all of them, but that was one of the few that he was like, God, Ryan Gall was really funny. And also, mm-hmm. like, I was home when we recorded that episode, so I told my family, I was like, we got Ryan Gall, he's coming mm-hmm. on the show, and everybody's so excited. But yeah, well-deserving of the number two spot. Should we...
Let's round it out.
Do the big reveal.
The top... voted episode of 2020.
2020. This is of 50 episodes that were eligible to vote for. This episode, I don't think it's going to come as a surprise to anybody. Drum roll, please, Riley. With. Oh, also, we should say that the Gall episode got 255 votes. I forgot to say that. But this one, with 359 votes. Just to be clear, the bottom five are all under 200. Then karaoke bars and haunted houses are firmly in the top three. This one got almost 400 votes.
This was in a landslide.
Airport lounges with Jake Hurwitz
and
Amir Blumenthal. They birthed us. Jake and Amir gave me everything. And, you know, we wouldn't have the show without them. So
we really wouldn't. They did. I mean, I'll never forget the day. I mean, because I'm older than you, I'll never forget the day that Jake and Amir kind of like put you into the world. Does that make sense? It's like I was there for your birth, actually, and they did birth you.
So you think actual birth? You think that I'm 5 years
well,
old?
Well, I know actual birth because I was.
You have
there.
Adult braces. I didn't want to bring it up, but like they're new and your teeth
well,
were fine
relevant.
Before.
That's not relevant.
It's not. I just have to mention it because it's been irking me, and I've never used that word before. Airport lounges. What do you remember from this episode?
My memory from this episode is.
It was beautiful chaos. It's one of those that was just like us four shooting the shit and like just living in the chaos of what we've created. And I remember like at some points being like, okay, I'm going to try and be the straight man. I'm going to try and like bring some sense of groundedness to this. But then at some point just letting go and being like, we're just here.
I loved this episode. I loved doing it. I was looking forward to it so much because we know them so well. And mm-hmm. I think this was around the time that we just did guests for like 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And, you know, we met Mel Bracewell. We met Ryan Gaul. I knew Gabrus before. We had done live shows with him, but like got to know him more. Like, so other than George for that span, it was a lot. And Cecily and Alden, it was a lot of like getting to know people as we did improv, which is fun, but can be challenging in certain ways. So this, I was like, I know what they're both going to bring for the most part.
Right.
Let's just have a ton of fun.
It was so much fun. There are fathers.
What's that? You know?
There are dads, I guess.
I have one dad, and that's, yeah, I'm not going to say his name.
And it's Jake Hurwitz and or Amir Blumenthal.
It's either one, yeah.
I am very excited. I have a feeling the bit you're going to pull is...
You know what it is. It's
like everyone being allowed in the lounge except for me.
Yeah, but I'm going to cut that out because I want it to be a surprise. You know great. What it's going to be. All I'll say before we go into it is this was, I think, the most fun... I've had with post-production where it's like this bit's funny as it is, but like me adding some sound effects and music into this is going to make it even better. And this is actually one of the episodes that I point people to along with British Pubs Not in the UK, because I just think that it's like a good example of like pre-bit banter and like, you know,
yeah,
wild
it's
bits.
Also just really like, it's really cool to come full circle and have Jake and Amir on our show.
Yeah, no, really 100%. Fun. Cheers me, and let's listen to Best of Review, the number one fan-voted episode with Jake and Amir, Airport Lounges.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey guys, Jeffrey here. This episode's going to be a little different. I mean, I just want to be honest with you guys. It's not going to be up to par for what Riley and I like to usually put out. Obviously, we kind of hold ourselves to a certain standard, and you guys have come to expect laughs every week. This week might not be that, but I just wanted to kind of give that as a preface before we get into it. So anyway, let's get into the episode.
I just want to know how you feel. One love that's so
we heard that. You didn't record that separately. You said,
yeah,
hold on.
That was actually really fucked up.
What are you talking about?
I have
about?
To preface.
This podcast has like a foreword where you say that it's not going to be funny or up
it's
to
a
par.
Prologue.
And then,
it's a prologue. Yeah. And then we went into the theme song.
I mean, I'm down. Like, I get it.
Why? Why do you get it? I feel like you're the guest.
Because every time I do a podcast with you, you bring the mood down. I'm talking to Amir. You bring the mood down, you bring the energy down. You don't really bring the
fun,
I don't
the
know.
Laughs.
I want a partner that brings the heat, and you don't, yeah, he doesn't do
so
that.
So you're on Jeff's side?
Can still...
He's. By the way, he said he was making fun of us both. He was saying that this episode's not going to be funny because we're on it. So that includes you.
He didn't say, he didn't name
I didn't
me
say Jake's name, he's right.
He did just say it's like, you know, things would be different. Yeah. He didn't name any specifics.
Yeah. I didn't say it was because of the guest.
I feel like the unsaid.
With an S, but it is because of a guest. Mm-hmm. And then I that's the furthest I'll take it, because I don't want to like alienate Amir. Mm-hmm. I mean, either Amir or Jake.
See, and I think that's why I wasn't rubbed fully the wrong way, because I got where you
I was
were
rubbed
from,
fully the wrong way.
We were
I was rubbed fully the wrong way. I was rubbed completely differently.
That's a shame. I don't think he meant for that to happen. So I think that's on you for maybe feeling it.
Yeah. Something I've been working through in therapy is that you have to kind of like accept that other people can deal with like, you know, certain things, like letting them down in a way. Like you have to do what's best for you at certain
Your
points.
Your therapist sucks shit.
Even if it means letting someone
after
down.
That.
Boundaries.
Yeah. After a therapy session, you did that. She sucks.
What's that?
After the therapy, if you did that, then your therapist sucks shit.
This is a 2-star review from Susan M. Riley, last name?
Me oh my.
Susan me oh my from 2-star review from last September of the United Club at LAX. This is the United Club that has an outdoor deck, which is pretty trill.
That's a sky lounge, baby. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. I bought a day pass so I could relax on a long layover at LAX. But the check-in guy. In two interactions I had with him, 10 days apart, the guy at the front desk, the one with the glasses and goatee slash scraggly beard, was very cold and unsmiling. I am on 2 hours of sleep at the club check-in desk, and I was trying to bring up my pass in the United app. It took me a minute. He kept trying to dismiss me. Nope, no pass, no pass. Then gestures to the next person behind me. Sir, sit over there. Then when I left, he said friendly things to the person in front of me and behind me. Looked right at me, but no goodbye.
Excuse me. Hi. Ding, ding. Ring the bell. Good evening. Good morning. Sorry. I am losing track of time. You know, it's a long night. Couple red eyes. I was wondering if I could just check in. I have a pass and my boarding number if you want to pull it up.
Sure. Yeah.
It is J25876.
It's not there. No pass. No pass.
Oh, well, actually...
Ooh, can I get in?
Come on down, friend!
Balloons fall from the ceiling, confetti cannons burst out.
European
A banner falls down saying, it could only be Jacob.
How are you?
Good, I don't have my pass.
It's fine, sir. Straight up the escalator with you. There's an omelet with your name on it, my friend. Arrivederci.
Wow, this is the lounge. Sure has changed since the last time I was here.
You've never been here before in your goddamn life. Never seen your face. You have no pass. J2962? I think not.
Did you even check? I didn't even see you type anything on the
computer.
I know
all the passes by heart.
You know all the passes that haven't even been bought yet? I bought mine this
morning.
Here
comes another. N45822. There he is.
A spring break.
Deep French kiss for 4 seconds. Good to see you again.
Thank you for having me. I'm not even flying anywhere, man. The service last time and this time seemingly is unbelievably better than any Michelin star restaurant. Absolutely raised
the
roof.
Get up here.
I'm looking, man.
There's omelets on deck. Omelets
up there. Dressed in distasteful Egyptian attire coming with a throne. I sit down on it and they take me up the stairs.
Here's your towel. Yes. Here's your towel. Yes. Have fun on the water slide.
Can
up
I
there.
Get in? You didn't even check. You didn't even check either.
Slap
of their
across
passes.
The face. You have to calm down. You must calm down.
What? I have been talking so calmly to you, and you've been treating me so poorly. You haven't even given me a smile, and you kiss both of them on the mouth.
A kiss? Do you want a kiss? You sicko.
No, I'm not saying no. God, I don't want to kiss. I'm so
sorry.
Tired.
Can you guys keep
I
it down?
Just go
there's like a
and
there's an
down.
Orgy happening upstairs, and we keep hearing like this kind of like
my
this
God.
Mousy, shrilly, almost
yeah.
bad.
Like both
noise.
Of you guys either have to
I'm
look me
mousy.
In the eyes directly and hold the eye contact, or just like chill and look elsewhere.
I'm trying to get
out.
Rid of this troglodyte troll woman. I know she's putting a damper on things. I'm trying to get her to leave.
I'm just trying to get into the lounge. Just look
open
up
her
my
bags.
Pass,
open her bags.
Please.
Oh, that's funny.
What the fuck? No.
Open the bag upside down.
Bring the bags
everything.
Upstairs. We oh can play God. With it. We can play
are
with
you?
The bags.
And throw
what
a dop
the
kit.
Fuck? No, these are my.
Here you go.
Stop it.
Let's all fuck this toothbrush.
What? Oh my God. Is there anyone I can talk to about this? Do you have a manager? Is there any supervisor?
Ed Bastian
yes.
walks in.
Ed Bastian. Oh. Just want to make sure everything's okay here. I got a call.
Oh, Mr. Bastian, hello. I'm Ms. Miomai. I've just been trying to get into this.
I totally
lounge.
No, I get what you
pass.
Mean, Trevor. I get what you mean.
Wait, what do you mean?
You don't have, you have your pass number. Did you give him your pass number?
I gave him my pass number. He didn't even look it up. He said it didn't exist.
Right, because he memorized
it. I know. I gave you the pass number.
I have
I gave you the pass number.
Mr. Bastian,
I gave it to you. I bought it. I paid $35
for All right, you know what? I know how to fix this. Just pay for a day pass. We can't seem to find your current one in the system. It's $10, just cash. We can just, and then you can go upstairs and join the party. All right?
Can I get a refund on the pass that I bought
well,
earlier?
If
hold
we
me back,
system,
Bastian.
We will refund it.
Hold me
oh
back.
Oh my God! Fine. Here's $10.
Thank
here's $10
you.
In
I
cash.
I eat it.
No, that's good.
Can I go upstairs?
No, man. This is the lounge for lounge pass. Oh, here comes J1799.
Y'all ready for this? Airport lounge. Bastian, you old son of a bitch. Why don't we go upstairs and fuck
the
each
heck
other?
Are you? Let's go 99.
You know what? I've had
enough. I've had enough.
Everyone stops.
This lounge, whatever the fuck you want to call it, this is some fucking sex club. I just wanted to sit in a nice chair, maybe snooze for a little bit, and eat some eggs, all right? I'm done with this. I don't know what the fuck you think you're doing with this, but I'm gonna go kick it at Virgin, all right? I'm gonna tell everyone about the little scheme you've got going on over here, because it's done. It's unsanitary, it's unprofessional, and it's downright unkind.
I hand you a 14-inch dildo. That's the kind of spunk
the
we need.
The passion that we need.
What?
Welcome to the club, you absolute bastard.
Oh my god, are you serious?
A reverse water slide comes up underneath you and shoves you up the escalator.
We're all washing each other's hands.
That lady's
gonna miss her flight. Whoa, where'd you get that dildo?
Oh my god.
The songs are so funny.
A reverse, also that it's all going up, like
a
reverse
water slide. No, that was beautiful. And fucking Jake, I give him my number. He's like, no, no, not there. Not there. I don't think so.
And then Amir, who does not have a pass number, can I get in?
We European style kiss on the cheek, and then we French, deep French kiss 4 seconds.
Also, I had fun coming up with ideas. This was the one that we almost did OMS before, but we were like,
right,
it's probably too niche. It doesn't even exist anymore. And even if it did, it's just this one place in the arts district of Los Angeles. I mean, maybe we can do like a bonus episode for OMS or something.
Would love. This was such a treat. Jake and Mira were so fucking funny. Oh my god. And like, to do this one over Zoom, I love doing it over Zoom, but it's like, I really can't wait to get us four in the studio again to do something.
Yeah, I think like when we're back in the HeadGum office, we should do us. That's when we should do the next one with all four of us. Cause like, let's say that's in, again, June, July, whatever, would be a nice way of celebrating. Hey, we're back in an office. We're working together again. And I look forward to that.
Your therapist eat shit.
That is another one of my top five favorite moments of this year of the show. And I think that's even what we clipped out, where it's like, yeah, if you did that, your therapist sucks shit. And then I actually didn't hear him because on the Zoom, it cut out. And I was like, what'd you say? And he's like, if after a therapy session, you did that, your therapist sucks shit.
Such a funny way of phrasing that.
A bit that wasn't in the edit for this, but that I do love, that's been recurring, is our awful renditions of big band songs has been one of my favorite. We did New York, New York as Chicago.
And then just like, so he has another song called Chicago. You're
and
conflating
Amir
the two.
Logged off the Zoom as soon as I started singing. Anyway.
We done did it, Anspa. Again, just to recap, from 8 to 1, escape rooms, British pubs not in the UK, delis with John Gabris, lids, Margaritavilles with George Saba, karaoke bars with Amir Blumenfeld, haunted houses with Ryan Gaul, and airport lounges with Jake and Amir.
This,
I feel like, was a successful first year of the show for sure. For sure. And then also just these best of episodes. I had fun doing this with you. I hope it comes across in the final edit. We shall see. But guys, let us know whether you liked this, whether this is something you would like to do next year.
This was a blast to go a trip down memory lane. And like, in thinking about all the other episodes that didn't make it to the list, like in making the list that like then became the list that people voted from, it was really fun to be like, oh yeah, that's where this bit happened, or this guest, or you know, all of that. Like everyone was such a treat. And all the guests we had this year were just treats as well.
Unbelievable.
And I'm so grateful to be doing this and that y'all listen.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the best of review episodes. We'll see you guys again next week with our first episode of 2021, a normal episode with a very special guest. And thank you for listening the entire year since January. It's kind of nice
so
that we started it in January, that we've had a full year to look back on, you know, at the end of the year. And, you know, thank you to Riley being, you know, the best collaborator I could hope for. And so much fun improvising with you every week. It's, you know, you bring something new to the show. And it just, there's not a week where I'm like, I don't have a quote in the back of my head for the rest of the fucking day where I'm like, that was hilarious. And we should also do something for the 1 year anniversary. I think it's January 28th or something. Maybe we can have some special guests or do something special.
Would love.
That's a goal of mine.
Happy New Year, everybody. We'll see you next week. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Jeff, I'm very grateful for you and the show. Paul McCartney, if you ever listen to this, I'm so sorry.
You can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote, and the show on Instagram at Review Review, the show on Twitter at Review Review Show.
You can follow Jeff on Instagram at Jeffrey James and on Instagram at Jeff Boyardee.
Yes. We'll see you guys again next week. Have a happy new year. Have a safe celebration of the end of 2021. We're almost through this this muck, and we'll see you guys on the other side.
Arrivederci.
Switched it up on their asses.
Was a HeadGum original.